Gambling opponent Ron Amstutz charged state legislators don't have the authority themselves to allow 2,500 slot machines or video lottery terminals at each of Ohio's 7 racetracks. He said if VLTs come to the tracks, it should only happen if voters okay a constitutional amendment authorizing it. Amstutz, a Republican, also warned expanded gambling will mostly take money out of the wallets of people who cannot afford to lose any.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of some collateral benefits of low-paying jobs out there, but it will be causing people to divert money that could be helping their children go to college, that could be helping them improve themselves in their workforce careers because they have diverted resources that the state actively has encouraged them to divert.
But Amstutz was outnumbered. Democrat Ken Yuko predicted more jobs with expanded gambling.
I can't think of a bigger emergency if you haven't worked in 3 years and you have a family than having an opportunity to have a job.
Ohio voters have never voted on whether to allow electronic slot machines at racetracks. But Republican State Representative Lou Blessing noted they did give approval to an even larger gambling expansion, so he hinted slots at the tracks are no big deal anymore.
In fact, the people of Ohio did vote on far more serious gambling than VLTs at racetracks. They voted on full-blown casinos with table games and Class 3 slot machines and everything else. I opposed that amendment publicly. In fact, I was on the point and opposed it. But you know what? People approved it. Ball game's over.
While legislators are moving ahead with rules for slots at the tracks, whether lawmakers may authorize them on their own is still an unanswered question. Gambling foes have filed a lawsuit, hoping that eventually the Ohio Supreme Court will declare no slots at the tracks unless voters agree to amend the Ohio Constitution. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.